New Year's Eve in Berlin is a big draw for tourists from around the world. Revelers pack the streets around the Brandenburg Gate and greet the stroke of midnight with music, champagne, and mulled wine. But for many residents of the German capital, the holiday can be a frightening and often dangerous experience. As NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports, thousands of people armed with fireworks transform the city streets into what feels like a war zone.
This National Archives reel captures what Berlin sounded like when the Allies attacked the city at the end of World War II. On New Year's Eve, nearly seven decades later, it's sometimes hard to hear the difference. There are fireworks and firecrackers being lobbed in all directions around here, and there are flocks of birds tearing past at high speeds to try and escape the noise. I don't see anybody on the streets other than those making the racket. Berlin resident Jaime Sperberg says every New Year's the noise is worse than the year before. He heads the German chapter of Silent Night, a citizens group that wants to rein in the use of pyrotechnics here.
Auch bei älteren Menschen glaube ich, ist es besonders schwierig, dass die sich besonders gestört fühlen. Also weniger jüngere.
Sperberg says older Berlin residents are especially upset by the noise, in part because of their experiences here during the war. He and many others end up leaving the city over New Year's Eve whenever possible to escape the chaos. The Berlin Fire Department doubles its number of firemen on duty on this night.
In der Silvesternacht haben wir zwischen 19 Uhr abends und 4 Uhr Neujahrsmorgen tatsächlich 1500.
Spokesman Stefan Fleischer says they responded to 1500 calls over 9 hours during last year's New Year celebrations. He adds a third of the calls were for injuries ranging from mild burns to amputations caused by fireworks. Firefighter Antje Achi blames the craziness on a combination of alcohol and explosives.
They're acting like you've got to fight for your right to party, in a way. They're totally out of control, just for maybe 3-4 hours.
Berlin police spokesman Stefan Redlich says his department fields more calls on New Year's Eve than any other night during the year, but there are few arrests. He says that's because it's legal to buy and launch fireworks and firecrackers, at least the German-made kind. Redlich says more problematic for Berlin police is the popular but illegal firecrackers brought here from nearby Poland.
The appeal is that they make more impact, they make more noise, they blow a small crater in the ground. It's more like a grenade than a firecracker. But, you know, there are always some people who think the normal firecrackers are not as much fun as they want to have.
Redlich says earlier this month, police confiscated 1,300 pounds of illegal fireworks from one Berlin dealer who intended to distribute them across Germany. But he opposes any major crackdown on Berlin's noisy New Year.
The fireworks are there to chase away the ghosts of the old year, so it's a nice tradition, and you should not only look at things from the security standpoint.
It's a tradition Sperberg of the Silent Night Initiative says should be experienced in moderation. He says his group is pushing for fireworks and firecrackers to be limited to certain areas of the city, preferably away from people's homes. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.